Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I greet you in Jesus' wonderful name. I'm glad that you found time to join me today on the broadcast. And there's been a scripture on my heart that I'd like to share with you. It's Psalm 8, and I'll read verses 1, 4 through 6. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. David was praising God in this beautiful psalm, and he was expressing in such a powerful way the high calling that we have in Christ and the final state of man's honor. In the beginning, you remember, when God created Adam and Eve and placed them in the garden, he gave them dominion over the earth, over the animals, over the plants. They were to tend the garden. And this is God's ultimate plan for mankind. We will rule and reign with him when he returns. God never wanted us to lose that position of authority, but when sin entered, we basically gave our birthright, if you will, to Satan, and he became the god of this world. But thank the Lord, Jesus came, and he rescued us, he redeemed us from the power of darkness, and translated us into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Christ is the head of the church, and we are his body. And in the last few generations, many have preached the truths of the power of faith and the authority of the believer being restored to the church. We've heard it preached, but I sense only now, as we are growing into maturity, as we are willing to fully surrender and seek God's heart and God's will in our lives, basically as we've are growing up and no longer being children, I believe we're going to see the full expression and manifestation of God's purpose for dominion coming forth. Dominion over what? Beloved, all the enemies of King Jesus. And that includes sin, darkness, and all bondage and oppression from the evil hosts. God has called us to walk in liberty. We've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. That's what Ephesians, the first chapter, verse 3 says. In the wonder of God's own expressed design and purpose, brother and sister, you are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. And as we willingly surrender all to him, I believe he will hasten this maturing process. Scripture tells us that all creation is groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And our hearts cry out, Maranatha, the Lord comes. Come, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Only the Father knows the time, but we want to be busy doing his bidding until he comes to occupy, as the scriptures tell us. Well, as I was seeking the Lord for what to share, I felt the importance, as well as a lesson from Scripture, on our perception and concept of who we are and where we are in the body of Christ. And I'm going to be reading just portions of chapter 32 of Numbers. Basically, it's from verse 1 through 33, but I won't read all of that. And I just sense that in today's world, and especially here in America, we honor independence. We love an independent spirit, and that's part of our heritage. The pioneers, they forged and discovered the West. They came out surviving many difficulties and dangers, those that did, to establish a country that was allowing its people to practice freedom of religion, freedom of expression. And so there is a very strong independence in basically the American spirit. We're not as relying on our neighbors as, for example, in other nations of the world, especially the Asian people. They have great community, but so often it occurs in our neighborhoods, we don't even know our neighbors, and we're happy about that. We just go in our own lifestyle and our schedule, and we don't really relate to one another. And actually, I feel that's a danger in the body of Christ. We need to get a concept that we are the body, and we need to relate and work together as the Lord would direct us. This particular chapter in Numbers talks about the children of Reuben and the children of Gad, and it says in verse 1, and I'm just going to read portions, they had a very great multitude of cattle, and when they saw the land of Jazer and the land of Gilead, that behold, the place was a place for cattle, the children of Gad and the children of Reuben came and spake unto Moses and to Eleazar the priest, saying, verse 4, even the country which the Lord smote before the congregation of Israel is a land for cattle, and thy servants have cattle. Wherefore, said they, if we have found grace in thy sight, let this land be given unto thy servants for a possession, and bring us not over Jordan. And Moses said unto the children of Gad and to the children of Reuben, shall your brethren go to war, and shall ye sit here? And wherefore discourage ye the heart of Israel from going over into the land which the Lord hath given them? Thus did your fathers when I sent them from Kadesh Barnea to see the land. And basically, he says the Lord's anger was kindled, and none of those men entered into the promised land except Caleb and Joshua. And so in verse 14 he says, and behold, ye are risen up in your father's stead, an increase of sinful men to augment yet the fierce anger of the Lord toward Israel. And they came to him, and they said, we will build sheepfolds here for our cattle and cities for our little ones, but we ourselves will go ready armed before the children of Israel until we have brought them unto their place, and our little ones shall dwell in the fenced cities because of the inhabitants of the land. We won't return unto our houses until the children of Israel have inherited every man his inheritance. And that was his question. He said, should the rest of God's people, Israel, go to war and you're going to sit here? What are the lessons we can learn from this chapter? Well, first of all of God's people, all of them, every Christian, the members of the body of Christ, have a common cause. Though they were 12 tribes, yet were they all brethren. He says, shall your brethren go to war? And so it is in the cause of Christ. Jesus said, I have called you friends. Are ye not all brethren? So, beloved, shouldn't we be, each of us, interested in whatever concerns the cause of Christ? So we must first of all remember that God has a purpose for his people. Yes, we have an individual calling and destiny and a plan for our lives that the Lord has designed, and we need to be energetic, and we need to be purposeful in discovering that and fulfilling it. And yet we have to understand we're just not independent pieces of the body of Christ. We're members. We must interact and relate to one another. And putting self-interest first is a great danger to the Lord's work. And unfortunately, we can see a lot of that today. The Reubenites had said, let this land be given thy servants for a possession and bring us not over Jordan. They saw a good land. It was really suited for them. And so as far as they're concerned, that's what they wanted. Even though the Lord told them to go over the Jordan, they preferred to stay there. They saw the land was good for their purpose. They desired to settle down. And you know, kind of let the others look out for themselves. But of course, Moses rebuked them, and then they said, well, we will go to war. We'll just establish cities for our families, our wives and children. And beloved, so often we see Christians settling down in the comfort of salvation and enjoying God's great blessings and privileges that we have in the promises of Christ, and we fall out of the ranks of aggressive workers. Beloved, it's too often the mentality of Christians today that we look to leadership to do the work of the ministry. But the scriptures specifically say that God gave full fivefold ministry for the equipping of the saints, so they could do the work of the ministry. And so often Christians just want the blessings of the Lord, bless me, Lord, answer my prayer, and we're so focused on our own lives and our own concerns, we can't see the bigger picture. That's what Jesus meant when he said, the laborers are few. And there's a really striking example in one of the book of the minor prophets, Haggai. And there, the Lord is describing the condition of his people. And he's basically saying, you looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I did blow on it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts, because of mine house that is waste, and you run every man unto his own house. And basically, they lived in nice houses, and they were neglecting the building of the Lord's temple. And we can see a spiritual parallel and application, because we are charged to help build the body of Christ. And Haggai, it says, go up to the mountains and bring wood. We're to go up to the mountains, to the presence of the Lord, and bring lively stones, bring the souls of men that will help build this great tabernacle of the Lord that is not made with hands. Praise God. Well, my time has just flown by, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for joining me. In just a few moments, the announcer will give our contact information. If you have prayer needs, if you're going through a hard time right now, I know what it is to go through hard times, and I will pray for you earnestly and send back a word of encouragement from the Lord. Thank you for joining me today, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.